These are the Barat Ministry announcements for November 3rd, 2019. Daylight savings time has ended. So it's 9 o'clock in Phoenix, which is Mountain Standard Time. So you start going to the right in the country. And you got 10 o'clock in Chicago, 11 o'clock in New York City. You go to the left of Phoenix, you've got 8 o'clock in the Pacific Standard Time. So everything's back to normal. Spring up, fall back. So those of you who are on the left of us, if you didn't fix your clock, please fix it. Those of us on the right of us, if you didn't fix your clock, please fix it. Continue your prayers, please, for Tracy Bixby, for Sonoma County and all areas of California affected by fire. Here's how it is. They have to have their clothes packed and in their car in case they have to evacuate. So their life gets disrupted. And Tracy sent me a picture of about 80 fire engines in a little yard right near her house. So if the fire comes over there, the fire department can go right into these fire trucks and get something done. So it's just amazing that, you know, the environment, and nobody blames the environmentalists for this, because they stopped allowing the burns that were the strategic burns that kept fires from spreading like this. Nobody ever says anything about them. Nobody blames them for this, but they are clearly to blame for it. Happy birthday to Deacon Denny Goodall coming up this week. My main man. How old are you going to be? 43. That's awesome. 43. Let's see, what was I doing when I was 43? I don't remember. I don't have to think about that. That was a long time ago. I had kids. I had Bebe's kids. Yeah. You were one of Bebe's kids. You don't die, you multiply. That's right. So happy birthday, Deacon Denny. Did Iowa win yesterday? That's a win. Exactly. The next Lord's Supper celebration is November 10th. That's next week. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to visit the vets again on December 15th, 2019 at 2 p.m. Please join us for that. We're going to help them celebrate Christmas. Mark your calendars. The Broad Ministries Homecoming is April 24th, 25th, 26th, 2020. Start getting your tickets now. Start reserving your place at Casa del Clark if you're coming in. Pastor John Farley will join us for that. I just confirmed that with him yesterday. That was his birthday too, by the way. So wish him a happy birthday. The Coeur d'Alene conference for next year is August 7th, 8th, and 9th, I think. So John and Monica are going to have to confirm that, because the first weekend in August really is July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd. So I don't know which of the weeks. So I just picked this one, and then if we have to modify it, we will. And that'll be our 10th annual Coeur d'Alene Conference, and that's something you should also plan to get to, because it is always a good time. Denise Jones initiated a fundraiser for the vets on Facebook. And we raised $2,100 in 72 hours. Did y'all hear me? My God, that was so cool. $2,100 in 72 hours. And that, you know, the goal was 2,000. And so that is amazing in itself. And usually when we start these fundraisers, you know, we get all the people from Barat Ministries contributing. And that's the way it should be, by the way. The people from Barat Ministries should contribute to fundraisers like this. But the other thing that was funny is I did something that I virtually never do. And that is I call people and ask them for things, because I usually don't ask people for stuff. So here's the donor list. Chris Dolan. Dick Stensing, who you don't know, but if you know Ellen Woods, that's her father. I played golf with him, and we were playing. He had two holes in one on two consecutive holes, a par three and a par four. And so that has been forever referred to now as Pastor Golf. And remind me to tell you the story of that, Rick. It was just hilarious. But Gino Valenti, Jamie Adams, Pastor John Farley, Sarah Althoff-Sams, Jim Riley, he was a bat boy with me for the White Sox when I was a bat boy, Brian Davis, Steve Morris, Skip Vish, Travis Carter, Matt Eckert, Mona Wilson, you know Mona, John Kaufman, Norbert Chigoya, Jr., Tracy Bixby, Harold and Cindy Christensen, Denise Jones, and Molly Reynolds. All those names that you don't know are people that I know. And I just picked up the phone and called them and said, hey, I'm begging, send me something. So what I learned from that is the personal nature of fundraising, that we can arbitrarily set a goal, and then we can post it someplace that's public, and then we can call our friends and ask them to support. And they do. And all the friends that came onto the site, I went through my friends list and I invited probably, I don't know, 100 people. I just got tired of pressing invite. But a bunch of them came over and, you know, liked it or hearted it. And I sent them a note and said, I didn't send you that so you could like it or heart it. You need to send some cash. But one of the things about this that's funny is when you hit your goal, people stop contributing. So maybe we should have raised the goal. I don't know. But the bottom line is, Denise initiated something without being asked, without being told, and then it occurred. And she started soliciting people to help. Every one of us can do that. There are funds that out there for us to have that you can't even believe. And we need to start doing stuff like that because we're small. And so we're going to start talking about how to do that, because it's fun. And it's really good if all the funds that fund this place don't come from us, because we can get other people to help us. And I've got a lot of ideas about things we can do with funds, so I'll be talking to you about that as well. Another piece of good news, we have a new location, and that's right here. We are not moving. So I had a talk with our new landlord, Joe Tyson, and it was a very heated talk in the beginning, and it turned into a very productive talk. And so he has invited us to stay. We can stay for 2 years. After that, he will give us, if he wants to, he'll give us another year or 120 days to vacate. And our rent is going up by about $300 a month, which is a stretch, but a lot better than what we were seeing other places. And what he's going to do is he's going to take that window and that wall area out. He's going to close off the back so we can put our cabinets back up. And so we just have a little cozier space, which is fine. But at least we don't have to take everything down and drag it somewhere and do all that. So that would have cost us a lot of money, and getting a new wall in the new place would have cost us a lot of money. So staying here is fantastic, and I'm really happy about it. No, exactly. You know, yeah, you old folks, you know, you can't be, you know, if it wasn't for GPS, y'all would be in big trouble. So, yeah, you don't have to find a new place to go to. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of the places that we were looking had homeless communities behind them, you know. And when I was talking to Joe, he told me that this is a homeless community. I did not know that. He said, the reason you don't know that is because you don't come early enough. But he said he came 5:30 one day last week, and there was a guy sleeping in the elevator. So he's going to put up fences that we'll get into with fobs, a security system. And he's really turned this property into a beautiful place. So that's fantastic. Humongous kudos to Larry and Pat Collins, who did all that legwork to give us the opportunity to look at other locations. And we learned a lot by doing that. And one of the things we learned is that commercial real estate properties don't really care if they, most of them don't really care if they rent their space or not. It's pretty funny. We also learned that the leases for these places are absolutely oppressive, including ours. Joe told me that there are about $10,000 in fees that our lease makes it possible for the landlord to collect, And the landlord never chose to collect it because he didn't really care about this property. But we owe it, and he's not going to make us pay it. So just some funny things. So I got a copy of the lease now. I'm going to read it. And, you know, that'll take me a week because I hate reading leases, but I'm good at it. So, but anyway, thank you to Larry and Pat for doing all the legwork that made this possible. And it was Larry. Yeah, give him a hand. And it was Larry who made it possible for us to stay as well, because he told Joe, you know, we were having a very contentious relationship for quite a bit of time. And, you know, Larry told him that we were having trouble finding a place. And so Joe said, well, you can stay here, but it's this and it's final and there's no negotiating. And when Larry told me that, the top of my head came off, because I'm not going to let anybody treat my deacons disrespectfully. And so I called Joe, and he never saw it coming. And it went from that to let's talk to a lease. So really good. And I'm really pleased. I think he really cares about this place. What he's been doing here is phenomenal. And so we're going to have a nice couple of years stay until we get into our facility. The grant process continues November 8th. I'll be meeting with the grant writer. I took a little bit of time off to just get some perspective on what we really want to do, but I think I have a good idea of what we want to do, and so we're going to do that. Remember, there's an app for that. Download the Barah Ministries app. It's a great way to evangelize. Download it with your friends and then show them how to use it. They can get it in the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, or the Microsoft App Store. It's a great way to evangelize. And after church, prayer power right after the service, we'll bring our petitions and intercessions before the throne of grace. So those are the Barah Ministries announcements for November 3rd, 2019.